We are learning with Sechta School and Daf Kuf Beis Amad Aleph, and we are starting right in the middle of Daf Kuf Beis Amad Aleph, Rameyer Oimer. The first words on the line is a Varav, next word is Rameyer Oimer. We had so far two shitas when it comes to the din of Eiver Menachai. We are not discussing Gidon Osh now, we're discussing Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai is the Issa in the Torah. You're not allowed to eat a behemoth for Geshachten. You know, I'll take an Eiver off the live behemoth, a limb off the live behemoth, and eat it. And roast it and eat it. You can't do that. Now, which behemoths are we talking about? So, as Machlekes, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Elazar on one side, and Nechama on the other side. Rabbi Huda Elazar said that it's Noyeg by behemoth, Chayev, Oif, Bein, Tamei, Bein, Tairim. Basically, all the animals, excluding fish and grasshoppers, but behemoth, Chayev, Oif, and Bein Tmei Bein Tahirim all have a din Eiver Menachai. The Chama say, no, it's only by Tahirim Bilvat. It's Behemah Chayav Oif, only by Tahirim. And what was the Bia Machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda said, we make a Hekesh to Dam. So anything that Dam, in the Pasuk says Dam Dim, anything that's Asher in Dam is also an Eiver Menachai. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds a different reason also, because he holds that could be Chal, the Issa Eiver Menachai, because it's Noyeg by Benoyach, it's Chal on Issa Temeah. That's why that's Pshat Huda Elazar, and the Chacham say no. That says Lo Yisoycha Nefesh Shema Basar. Only somebody can eat the Basar itself. Somebody can't eat the Basar itself. There's no Issei V'Menachai. Now we have a third Shita, Rameya. Rameya Imer Ein Noyeg El Behima Tahir Bavad. Rameya says really narrows down. Eiv V'Menachai is only by a Behima Tahir Bavad. Not only has to be Tahira, it has to be a Behima, not a Chaya, not a Oif. Dafka Behima. The whole din of Eiv V'Menachai is Dafka by Behima. Now, what's the reason? So Gemara doesn't say the reason. Gemara just brings the simon to remember which man the Yomar says the reason. Simon, Shmuel, Shilosh, Shimi. These are three different versions of who said over this memra. Amar Rabba bar Shmuel of Amar Rav Chista v'tem Rav Yosef, or va'amrila. That's a simon of Shmuel. Va'amrila Amar Rabba bar Shila Amar Rav Chista v'tem Rav Yosef. That's the simon of Shila. Or va'amrila Rabba bar Shimi Amar Rav Chista v'tem Rav Yosef. My time with Rameya. What's the reason of Rameya? Why does Rameya say it's dafka by a tahira bavad? It's only by a behema tahira do you have the issa eiver menachai? Amakra, in the same parasha of the pasuk of eiver menachai of loseicha nefesh v'mabasar, it says also right before that it's a pasuk in parasha Zerei ki yirchak mecha hamakam eshivcha Hashem alkecha losum shmoy sham. You're going to be very far. V'zavachta mebekarcho mitzoynecha ashenosan Hashem lecha kasher tzvisicha. It says in the pasuk, "V'zavachtom mekarchom etzoynecha." That parasha to teach us has to be dafka bakar and tzoyn, and dafka one day ishecht to eat. So therefore, we know it's dafka behema tahira, a bakar and a tzoyn, which is dafka behema, not a chaya or a oif. That is our meis mekar. The whole issev and a chay is only by behema tahira bavad. So we have three shittas when it comes to the issev and a chay. Either according to Rabbi Huda and Rav Elazar, it's everything. Behema chayv oif, behema and behema tamei and behema tahira. Rabbanon, behema chayv oif tahira. According to Rav Meir, dafka behema tahira. Omer Rav Gidlo Marav. This whole machloikis, the three-way machloikis, is dafka by Yisrael. By Yisrael, when Yisrael is issei v'nechai, he's telling that. But we know a benoyach is issei v'nechai also. It's one of the seven mitzvot benoyach. So av benoyach divrei akor muzal tameiim ketahirim. By Benoyach, Divakol Muzer ala Tameim Kitahirim. Both Tameim and Tahirim. So let's just analyze this. So, Bishop, you're a Huda and Rulaz, okay, it's Pashat. Yechayim, Tameim, and Tahirim. That's what we hold by Israel also. According to Rabbanon, it stems also. According to Rabbanon, he says, the Rabbanon say, that the reason why Dafka Behemet Tahirim is because it says, Nefesh Ma'basa, or if you can eat the Basa. So there also, it's understandable that a benayach eats any basar, so it's not a problem. So it makes sense. It means everything. What about Rameya? Rameya, the whole mekar is from Pashas v'zvachtom. It's in the parish of v'zvachtom mekar chum etzaynecha. So why would benayach be different?
According to Rameya, yeah. Are
you allowed to eat off a deer? Yeah. Yeah. But Makurini is shchita because even Issa is Eiver Menachai, not the Eiver Menachai, but that's what you said, which is dafka behemah tahira. Now handling now, if you're a mayor, what happens? Why would Benayach be any different? So we don't know that yet. We'll speak out something soon, just to point that out. That's right away a question you should ask. We understand what it's saying, that Everyone agrees with Ben Noach. Say Rabbanan and say Rav Yehuda Rav Lazar agree with Ben Noach. You know why? Because the fear of Yehuda, obviously, and for you, and the fear of Rabbanan, here it's you eat the basar. But if you're a meh, you have to understand. We'll come back to that. Taina Melachi. Remember, he's a riot to this Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol says, Shem Rav, that Machlokes B'Yishav, Ben Noach, the Rakom Muzal Al Tameim Ketahirim. Taina Melachi, Eva Menachai, Ben Noach Muzalov, Al Tameim Ketahirim. V'Yisrael, Ena Muzal, Ela Al Tahirim Bilvat. So, Mamas, the first surprise like that says, Eva Menachai, Ben Noach Muzalov, everything. V'Yisrael, Ena Muzal Al Tahirim Bilvat. Ikad Amri, what does that mean, V'Yisrael, Ena Muzal Al Tahirim Bilvat? So, this is, who is this like? Ikad Amri, your girl is Tahira. Rameyer, not Tahirim, Tahira, Rameyer, it's going to go to Rameyer. Ikidamri Tahirim, Rabbanan, it's going to go into the Rabbanan. So there's two Mahalkim. Either it's going to go into the Rameyer, or it's going to go into the Rabbanan. So here is where the shtel is. We're saying Ikidamri Tahira, Rameyer. So we're saying this member is like Rameyer. This Bryce is like Rameyer. What is saying the ratio of the Bryce? Even a Chai, Ben Noach, Muzolov, Al Tameyim, Ketahirim. Zokta, and there it definitely says Tahirim. So therefore, and Tameyim, therefore Zokta, the Rishash, Smashma fi Rameya Taka of Ben Noach, even Rameya hold that it's not even everything. So Dr. Rishash, what's the makar for that? So Rishash says the makar for that is because the Pasuk in the Pasuk in the Torah it says Lashon Kol Remes over there. Let's see this inside this Rishash. So Dr. Rishash that Nirud Rosh Leimer the Af Rameya Noach of Ben Noach Gam Ba'ifish Tumeyim V'Torim. The Rei Ksiv says in the pasuk, "Kol remes lechem yelachlov." Allah kama ach basa benafshay. The pasuk in Parashas Noach says already can't eat even menachai. But hey, that the Rei Sahedrin itzach kral l'mishri shvatzim. So it means it's in the Brisa. Yeah, but he still assumes that there's a marsha on Daf Lama Megimel who actually does not learn like that. On Daf Lama Megimel, there's a tosis also there that's mashma. There's a tosis discussing that how could something be also to on Ben Noach and not to Yisro? We had a Gemara there that says how could it be? So there's a Taisa that assumes, like the Rishash, that Taisa there assumes that Fira Meir, all behemoth chayvayif are bein tamein tamein are also to benayach. So there, the Mashah there is bothered by that. Mashah says lo yadana my kusha do rameya masik hashem the gesina brayse tahira umashma the bein bereisha bein besefer gesina hachis. The Mashah says daf lamagimum. When he came, he says bein tahira the Fira Meir. Maybe it's only by tahira. So I and Shum, in the Machlokes Rishash and the Marsha, what Rameyer will hold by a Ben Noach, but okay, we'll go with the Pashtun like the Rishash, and that means that everyone agrees that by Ben Noach, Yichayev on all different behemoths, Eve Menachai. So the Gemara Vayta, Om Rav Shishbi, Afanam Nami Tanino. We also learned in a Braisa like this. The Maisa, Halacha Maisa, we pass like the Rabbana, that there's a din Eve Menachai by any behemoth. Chaya va'oyif tahir. That's what we paskin. There is a din even chay by any behemoth tahir. So the more vayter Omrav Shizbi. Afanah nami tanino. I'm going to bring you a raya to this yisoid that Rameyer holds. That we'll see. That Rameyer holds this thing that tahirah is different than that. There's a difference in Ben Noach and Yisrael. I'm going to show the difference in a Ben Yisrael and a Ben Noach. Not after Rameh, and Rabban also, be like Rabban actually, is Brisa. We're showing the chilik between the, when I show you from Mishnah, there's a chilik between the Ben Noach and Yisrael. I'm Rav Shishav Nam and Tanino. The Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah in Mesechtas Tyros, Ochal Eivar Menachai Mimeno, in a Shefik Zabayim. If you eat Eivar Menachai from this, you don't get Bant Malkus. What are we referring to? So we're referring to Behemoth Temeah, and we're going coin to the Rabban. The Rabban hold that there's no Eivar Menachai, Behemoth Temeah. And then it says, "Ein shchita metarasa." Shchita is not metara; does not allow it to be eaten. So Gemara has a kasha like this. But my, who's the sefer going to? Ilim be Yisrael. If it's talking about Yisrael, shchita ein shchita metarasa because it's a behemoth tameya. Talking about behemoth tameya over here. So of course, shchita won't make him mutter. It's because behemoth tameya. Elalav, we're talking about Ben Noach. We're talking about Ben Noach, and it says Ben Noach does not matter it to eat. And Rashi explains because by Yisrael. Shchita, even if it's still mefarches, even if it's still it's in his death throes, it's not mamash dead, or Yisrael is allowed to eat it because you have a shchita. By a Ben Noach, it has to be dead. So you can't eat it when it's mefarches. Until it's completely dead, you cannot eat it. So therefore saying, ain shchita matarasa, then shchita is not matar to be eaten. It has to be dead completely. Rashi speaks out that, of course, by behemoth tahara, shchita works because a Ben Noach can be more chomer than a Yisrael, But by a behemoth tameya, it will not be allowed to eat until it's dead legamri. So the sefer is talking about a benoyach, and it says ein shchita matarosa. So la benoyach bchalal the osur. So you see clearly there's an iser even menachai even by behemoth tameya. So this day you read the brisa. The Bryce is the not Bryce, the Mishnah. This is you read the Mishnah. Ochel Eva Menachai from a behemoth to Meir Mena, and he's talking about Yisrael. The Ein Shechita Matarosho is talking about a Ben Noyach. A Ben Noyach Avada has an Isser of Eva Menachai on a behemoth to Meir. So it's a riot that this is said that there's a difference between a Ben Noyach and Yisrael. So tomorrow, Rav Moni comes to the same conclusion in a different oifin. Rav Moni Bar Patash Rami Reisha Asefa. He has a Kasha. In the Reisha, it says that you don't get Malkus, it means no than Eva Menachai. In the Sefer, it says, Ve'in Shechita Matarosa, which means that the Shechita doesn't make a mutar to eat. Now, maybe you're wondering that why keep attaching Shechita Matarosa means to eat. It doesn't mean, it means to make a Toma and Tyra, maybe. So the answer is because of Behemoth Tameya, actually, on an Oif Tameh here, an Oif Tameh is never Matameh, there's no din avail on an Oif Tameh. Only on an Oif Tar is the din avail. So therefore, here we're talking about an Oif Tameh, so that's why it has to be not allowed to eat. So here at Kasha, the Reisha says that there's no din Eivim Menachai, and the Sefer says that the Shechit does not allow it to be eaten. So it's a Stira. Reisha Sefer, yes, Kasha Reisha Sefer, Mashani, Reisha be Yisrael, and therefore is saying there's no din Eivim Menachai, there's no Chiv Eivim Menachai. It's taka osra also oif tame, but not Eivim Menachai. The Sefer Benoyach, and Sefer is referring to a Benoyach. So coming to the same Yisoid, that there's a difference in a Benoyach and a Yisrael. Kaponim, that's Pshat in this Mishnah in Masechtas Tyrus. The difference in the Mishnah in Masechtas Tyrus is the Reish talking about a Yisrael, if there's no Eivim Menachai by oif tame. Masha'enke, it's going to go to Rabbala. Masha'enke, the Sefer is going by Benoyach. Amar Rab. Eivim Menachai Tzorach Kezayis. In order to be Chayiv Malkus for Eivim Menachai, you have to eat a Kezayis. Because he dashes from the Lashon, Loisoichal HaNefesh Mabas, Lashon Achila. All over the Torah, Lashon Achila means Kezayis. Here also means Kezayis. Now, even though there are two psukim, there's a pasuk Loisoichal HaNefesh Mabas, which Pashtus is referring to Eivim Menachai. If not a pasuk, a basa besod the treifel, so Chelu Maram Beis Darshans, and that teaches us Basar Menachai, or is another drasha, there's two dinim, Eivim Menachai and Basar Menachai. So did we have a mina that Eivim Menachai doesn't need a kezayis because it's an Eivim. Kamash Malon, that even Eivim Menachai needs a kezayis. Basar Menachai definitely needs kezayis. Then Basar Menachai usually means like Basar Nevela will need a kezayis. Basar Menachai, but Eivim Menachai you think is enough for a whole limb. Kamash Malon needs a kezayis. That's a chiddush of Rab. Rav Amram has a kasha in this Mishnah in Masechtas Tyrus. Ochel Eivim Menachai Mimeno Ina Sefek As Aboyim. So if the Yisrael eats Oif Tomei alive, Lachis you don't get Malkus. Ve'in Shechita Metarosa, and the Shechita is not Metarit to a Ben Noach. So we're talking about the same exact Oif, right? That the Oif saying that the Yisrael is not chayiv and Goy is chayiv. V'isagetaz bin kezayis. So if we're talking about a kezayis, and that's why we have a handle raiv Eivim Menachai because it's a kezayis. So why is the Yisrael not chayiv malchus because of Oif tamei? V'isagetaz bin kezayis. Tepik the ochel kezayis. Tepik the ochel kezayis. And he has an iser of tuma. He has an iser of behemah tamei, a non-kosher Oif. So it's non-kosher Oif. You should be chayiv for that. And for the Gemara, Kedom Rav Nachum, Mashu Basar Gidin Vatzomis. Mashu Basar Gidin Vatzomis. The case was that there was a kezayis in this whole Eiver, but it wasn't Basar kezayis. It was a Mashu Basar, mostly Gidin Vatzomis. And since it's mostly Gidin Vatzomis, so behemah tamei or oif tamei, you're not chayiv to have kezayis Basar. But Mashayinkin, Eiver Menachai is chayiv even Gidin Vatzomis. And that's the chiddush talk of Eiver Menachai more than Basar Menachai. Therefore, here, Avadi needed kezayis, but it wasn't kezayis Basar. That's why Inner Service is abiding by Oif Tameh, because no Chiv Eivim Menachai. But Yavadi had a Kazayis. And that's the answer to the Kasha. The Kasha was that her answer is no Kazayis, because you'd be Chayiv for Oif Tameh. Then her says, no, there was a Kazayis, but not a Kazayis of Basa. It was a Kazayis of Basa together with Gidim Vatzomis. That's the answer to the Kasha. And that's why Inner Service is abiding. Because her should be Chayiv, if Tumar Kazayis is Chayiv for Oif Tameh. Her says, no, that you didn't have a Kazayis Basa. There's another Kasha on this Monday on the Rav. Then it says in the Kazayis. Toshima, so Stira, Rav himself now. Tish Toshma, Domer, Rav. Rav says, top on base now. Ochal tzipor tahira b'chayah. If someone ate a tzipor tahira while it's alive, b'cholshu. So the halacha is yichayev b'cholshu because Eiv Merachayev. So see, Klar Rav saying you don't need kazayis. We get back to this. Chora says you don't need kazayis. B'misasa, but if it's dead, if it's an avela, then need kazayis. B'kazayis, need kazayis. Because halacha is that avela needs kazayis. Sounds like Eiv Merachayev does not need, and does Rav himself talking. V'tmeya behemet tmeya. The halacha is bein mechayev bein misasa. B'cholshu. Even if it's a kolshu, if you eat the entire oif, you're chayiv. Why? Because it didn't bury you. When it comes to a behemoth tameya, it didn't bury you. The same thing would be like for certain things, it didn't bury you. But if an avela, it's no didn't bury you. Avela is, because why is no didn't bury you? It's not born on an avela. An avela happens later on. So no didn't bury you on an avela. If an avela, you need kazayis. Masha'inkain, for a behemoth tameya, or oif tamei, it's enough to have a didn't bury you. So Ad Kan Rav's memory. What's Shvef from Rav's memory? The Reisha. The Reisha is Ochal Tzipa Tahira B'Chayeha B'Kolshu B'Yechayiv. Aye, look, you need a Kazayis Eivim Lechay. Rav himself says you need a Kazayis Eivim Lechay. So tomorrow, Pashu. Hachanami, Mashu Basar Gidim Ratzom. It's about to eat a Kazayis. But you didn't eat a Kazayis of Basar. You ate a Kazayis of other things. So, by Eivim Lechay Yechayiv. But B'Misasa, what's it available? You have to have a Kazayis Basar. And that you don't have. That you don't have. You don't have a kazayis basa. So that's the answer to the question. The chayyur here, it's mashma. Rav himself says he don't need a kazayis. Teretz Zavad was a kazayis. It wasn't a kazayis of basa, and that's the difference between nevela and Eivim Menachayim.